first observed the incredible power of growth hacking when helping to raise $67 million for LegalZoom, which at that time was a company worth $500 million and was less than a decade old. At LegalZoom, the marketing team consisted of an eclectic mix of liberal arts majors and computer engineers, all tasked with one common goal: growth. Captivated by the mechanics of growing a company, Chad left investment banking to work as a consultant for Dollar Shave Club, a subscription commerce brand that was acquired for $1 billion cash just 4 years later. When Chad started working with Dollar Shave Club, there were a couple guys in a shared office in Santa Monica with a shoestring budget going up against the multi-billion dollar budgets of razor blade brands like Gillette. How is Dollar Shave Club David going to beat Goliath Gillette, selling a product with zero perceivable differentiation? The answer? Growth hacking. Spending $4,500 and filming in a single day, the Dollar Shave Club team created a YouTube video that went viral, racking up over 1 million views in the first 72 hours and bringing in 12,000 paying customers. While creating viral content is partially attributed to luck, there are certain things that Dollar Shave Club did to stack the cards in their favor. Not only was the video launched right before a large industry conference, but the team meticulously scripted comedy tightly woven around the core mission of the company that left viewers chuckling and eager to share with their friends. In a resource-constrained environment where companies mercilessly compete for consumer attention, growth hacking fortunes favor the creative bold. Chad was retained a couple weeks after the video went live to help develop the international expansion strategy. Following the completion of the Dollar Shave Club engagement, Chad met Raymond Fung, who had spent years helping small business owners grow, and they reflected, how can we deconstruct the growth hacking phenomenon that is enabling tech startups to beat out multi-billion dollar brands in a way that can be applied to any business? Raymond had been working with traditional business owners since 2005 as a consultant, trainer, and mentor. He has taught tens of thousands of business owners around the world how to market their businesses online, and he hosted an annual small business conference in Las Vegas that attracted hundreds of entrepreneurs from all across America and beyond. Raymond was no stranger to clever and resourceful online marketing tactics and had been growth hacking several years before it became a catchy buzzword. Raymond intimately understood the challenges and tribulations business owners faced when trying to grow their business. Most owners didn't have the working capital to justify traditional marketing efforts, where advertising costs were prohibitively high and results were exceedingly slow to bear fruit. By necessity, Raymond had to be creative in his coaching and engineered new ways of achieving the same results as traditional marketing channels without the high expense and slow timelines. When Raymond was able to achieve better results than the traditional methods, he knew he had engineered something special. After Raymond met Chad, he realized the something special he had engineered was what Silicon Valley startups were calling growth hacking. A brief history. Chad and Raymond's first step was to compile and organize the volumes of blog posts, podcasts, and tech press that detailed successful application of growth hacking tactics. There are three case studies you should know about that illustrate the power of and shed light on the hidden history of growth hacking. Dropbox, the cloud storage company mentioned previously that Sean Ellis was from, cleverly implemented a double-sided incentivized referral program. When you referred a friend, not only did you get more free storage, but your friend got free storage as well. This is called an in-kind referral program. Dropbox prominently displayed their novel referral program on their site and made it easy for people to share Dropbox with their friends by integrating with all the popular social media platforms. The program immediately increased the sign-up rate by an incredible 60% and, given how cheap storage servers are, cost the company a fraction of what they were paying to acquire clients through channels such as Google Ads. One key takeaway is, when practicable, offer in-kind referrals that benefit both parties. Although Sean Ellis coined the term growth hacking, the Dropbox growth hack noted above was actually conceived by Drew Houston, Dropbox's founder and CEO, who was inspired by PayPal's referral program that he recalled when he was in high school. PayPal gave you $10 for every friend you referred, and your friend received $10 for signing up as well. It was literally free money. PayPal's viral marketing campaign was conceived by none other than Elon Musk, now billionaire, founder of SpaceX, and co-founder of Tesla Motors. PayPal's growth hack enabled the company to double their user base every 10